This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Two Clear Creek County Sheriff's officers involved in the killing of Christian Glass have been indicted by a grand jury. Deputy Andrew Bune shot Glass and faces a second-degree murder charge. His partner, Sergeant Kyle Gould, is charged with criminally negligent homicide. Body camera footage shows Gould arrived on the scene shortly after Glass was killed and muted his body camera for personal conversations with the officers who were there. Both have been fired from the sheriff's office. Police have arrested a man in connection with a shooting on East Colfax in Denver earlier this month. One person died and five were injured. A motive for the shooting is still unknown. Environmental groups are asking state regulators to write new rules to limit the public health effects of oil and gas development. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The new petition from environmentalists asks regulators to reconsider how oil and gas development hurts air quality, especially in low-income communities. It proposes new rules like limited fracking during the summer ozone season or a prohibition on new drilling permits. Oil and gas industry representatives have called it the latest, quote, crusade to ban their work through any means necessary. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will take public comments through December 2nd. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Some Colorado companies and researchers will soon get $9.5 million from the state. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the grants cover industries like aerospace, electronics, bioscience, and technology.
The 40 grants come from Colorado's Economic Development Office. Recipients include a Boulder company that develops unmanned aircraft systems and a Carbondale company that makes biodegradable plant-based wax for skis and snowboards. The largest grant is $492,000. It goes to a Boulder company that developed a throwable camera robot for first responders. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's turning mostly sunny across the state, staying cool today, then getting warmer tomorrow. Around Denver, highs near 40 this afternoon and up into the 50s on Friday. This is CPR News.